Do you have a reputation as the person who knows it all or the person who wants to know it all? Are you a person who's known for being ignorant or arrogant? Are you a person who's known to have superb communication skills or a person who talks and tells? You tell people what to do, you tell people your opinion, and you talk a lot but don't do very much listening. And they're really interesting questions that I was given the severe kick up the bottom at a very young age. And if you've ever met anybody like I was, somebody who knew everything about everything and would tell everybody that I knew everything about everything. And of course, when you do that, you come across as an arrogant ass. It was very kindly shared with me that, Roa, you are an arrogant ass, and if you want to be known as a superb communicator, there's some things to consider. So the first one, of course, is if you are a person who you respect, a person who you like, a person with high self-esteem, and if you stand for something, so you have strong beliefs about religion, politics, core values, loyalty, integrity, eating and exercise, the things that people argue about, then of course you have the right to have an opinion about those things, and you should have, because they're really important things. But if you like who you are and you respect who you are, then of course you will then respect other people, which means you understand that they have the right to their opinion and they have the right to believe in the things that they believe in. And how could you learn anything if you only share your opinion? And that was delivered to me in a very nice way. Roe, when you're talking, it's just gas coming out your mouth. It's stuff that you already know, so you can't learn anything. If you are open to learning, then you have to ask questions. And when you have a look at some of the really tough things that we talk about that people have really strong opinions about, religion, political persuasion, sexual persuasion, parenting, education, eating and exercise. If you've got a strong opinion about those things, how would you find out what other people are thinking, what they believe in, if you didn't ask? And even if you think that you've got the right idea or your opinion about religion or politics or eating and exercise are the most important, how could you possibly get somebody to listen to you if you're not prepared to listen to them? And is it possible that if you want to change people's opinion, you should probably find the things that you agree on rather than the things that you're going to argue about? And if you're arguing, is it possible that you'll never, people won't even be interested in talking to you, let alone listening to what you've got to say? And once again, I had to learn all of those things the really hard way. What I learned is that when you respect yourself, then you learn to respect other people, then you're really interested in their opinion. So for example, one of the tough things is political persuasion or religious persuasion. People have very strong opinions about both of those things, usually because that was the way they were brought up. So the question is not what do you believe, but why do you believe it? Why do you believe in that particular political party? What is it about their policies that you are passionate about or you're excited about? Now, the interesting thing is that when you ask those questions, people don't usually have any idea. They just vote a certain way because they were brought up that way, or they believe in a certain religion because that's the way they were brought up. And sometimes that's a great way to get them to think about, well, why do I vote this way, or why do I have this particular religious belief? I actually can't defend it because I don't know anything about it. But if you tell people, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, very unlikely that you'll even get them to think about it. If people have a religious belief or a political persuasion for a really strong reason, then they have the right to that, of course, and wouldn't it be nice to find out why? So rather than telling people what we think, would it be nice to ask, why do you believe that? Why is that important to you? Why do you eat that way? Why do you exercise that way? Why do you believe in that particular form of education or parenting or political persuasion or sexual persuasion? And actually find out about the person rather than argue with them about what they believe in. And is it possible that if you ask those kinds of questions, genuinely interesting questions, and be genuinely interested in the person, that they might be more interested in sharing more of themselves with you, which means you would find out more, which means you'd be either more highly educated or you would understand more about the people that you are investing time with. So great questions I ask myself after every conversation at the end of every day. Rowie, did you ask questions today or did you talk and tell? What did you find out about each person that you came in contact with? How much more do you know about the people that you have in your life today after the conversations that you have had? And more importantly, what do you know about them, but why do they believe that, or why do they do that, or why do they have that opinion, or why that do they have that belief? Because then it's more about understanding the person and sharing with the person that you genuinely care about them. So are you a talker and a teller, or are you the person who asks questions and you're genuinely interested in the answers? Could one make us an ass and the other one make us a delightful person? And if you want to have the reputation of being a delightful person, is it possible that we need to be delightfully interested in other people? Great question.